Changes to the marriage institution that the Pope is proposing are radical. Though marriage in the Catholic Church is an indissoluble bond, meaning technically that there isn't such a thing as a Catholic divorce, Catholics can have their marriage annulled if church leaders deem that the marriage was never valid in the first place. This announcement by the Pope has given hope to many Zimbabweans who felt that the annulment process was too long and needed to be made easier. But there are many who want him to start looking at other types of marriage in Africa, especially as he continues to preach his message of tolerance and inclusiveness. Dr. David Bisau is a lecturer in religious studies with the Zimbabwe Open University ZOU. He says marriage is treated as a sacrament in the Catholic Church, one that is difficult to come out of. He adds that the Pope is moving away this and embracing the Protestant stance on this issue.
The net effect of that is actually, it will call for a revision of their view of marriage as a sacrament. Because the moment you begin to allow people to get into marriage and out of it at will, it sort of dilutes the whole concept of marriage as a sacrament.
Apros Chademuwiri is a member of the Catholic Church and a teacher in Mondoro. He agrees with Bishau that marriage being a sacrament becomes permanent and something that is not easy to erase.
Because we are saying the mark that has been put on you is indelible. And as we understand the term indelible, it can't be removed by any human person. It needs the power of the Holy Spirit. And removal of such a mark is impossible, even by anybody whom we think has got the powers.
Marriage is the seventh sacrament in the Catholic Church, with the others being baptism, confirmation, Holy Communion or Eucharist, Holy Orders or ordination, and anointment of the sick. John Chimbambo of Harare refuses to embrace the Pope's view or intention. He says many Zimbabweans do not agree with him in terms of making it easier for people to annul their marriages, adding it's not biblical to encourage dissolution of marriage or make it easier.
There is no divorce, actually. But the Catholic Church is wrong if they accept divorce. Divorce has never been accepted. So if they say African marriages, then that's too harsh.
A recent request for the church to recognize customary or traditional marriage, which is thought to have been led by Zimbabwe, was turned down. But Mr. Chimbambo says more than 60% of Catholic congregates in Zimbabwe are in such unions. Dr. Bishau agrees, adding that the refusal by the Catholic Church to recognize traditional or customary marriages contradicts the legal dispensation in most African countries, including Zimbabwe, that recognize such unions. He says this is another push for the Church to recognize such unions, especially since Pope Francis has sold himself to the Church and the world as a reformist Pope.
And it's not the Pope who makes those decisions, but I think they sit down and make sure they debate these issues, and then eventually they come to a position like what they did.
Mr. Mangabo Farare says the push for reforms regarding customary marriages should continue, adding people should be allowed to choose the type of marriage they want.
They should accept both sides, the liking of the church or the liking of the two. The two should reach to an agreement, and even the church, they should accept what the two ones. That is my observation.
Pope Francis is head of the Catholic Church with over 1.2 billion members worldwide, 40% of them in Latin America, with Africa seeing the biggest growth in Catholic congregations in recent years. The pontiff is a Jesuit and the first non-European pope in 1,200 years. He is seen as being more liberal and reformist, calling for changes in the church, criticizing the cult of big money, as well as calling for action to be taken against bishops found to have abused young boys, among other things. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mark Peter Ntambe.